All right, Schaefer Landit here with Norwalk City Manager Luke Nelson following the Norwalk City Council's final meeting of 2025. And first off, we'll go ahead and kind of recap that meeting. So what decision did the council reach regarding the parking waiver for the Dunn Industrial Condominiums? This is a new, I haven't seen this name yet on agenda and minutes. So with that, and then what factors kind of weighed in into that as well?
Yeah, they approved the waiver with a minor adjustment. I believe there was identified, they wanted to make sure that there were a few additional stalls. This has to do with utilizing a large open industrial building for some court space, like basketball type courts, and wanting to make sure there's adequate parking. In the proposal, there were 27 stalls. They asked them to ramp that up to, I believe it was 32 or 38. I don't remember the exact number, but they did ask to have that number bumped up. And there is adequate space on the backside of the industrial building, which means they would just have to stripe some additional concrete to make it available for more parking stalls. Otherwise, that was approved.
Okay. The Founders Water Main Improvements Project, do we move forward with that? Kind of the decision and timeline and things like that.
Yes, that did move forward. In fact, Mayor Pro Tem Jackie Livingston noted at the beginning that this project is a good example of, you know, we're a growing city. We spend a lot of time talking about future growth and new infrastructure, but this is a good example of a project where we're going back to some of our aging infrastructure and upgrading or doing maintenance. So just showing that we're paying attention to those existing residents, existing areas of the community.
Just kind of an overall, I see a couple of things with subdivision and then road construction. So just some updates with that from yesterday.
Yes, there were a few additional modifications to the ordinance from after feedback from the Home Builders Association and some of our developers. Ultimately, council chose to move forward with the granular subbase and subdrain requirements, along with some changes to our bonding requirements for new subdivisions. That was approved. Also, council wants that to take effect immediately. So they followed up with a resolution that they would help offset the additional costs for those developments that have already started. Meaning, if you're doing a development, you've got a pretty good budget outlined. Well, the city's coming in and changing the game on the regulations. So to be fair, the city's saying, hey, this is beneficial to all of our citizens, so we're willing to help buffer those expenses for the first 3 years. And it's just a phase out of funding, so we cover 75% of the difference. The first year, it goes down to 50%, and then 25% in the third year.
Anything else to add just from closing out yesterday at all, or did we cover everything?
You know, the one thing that we didn't talk about was it was also the final meeting for two of our elected officials, Jackie Livingston and Brian Baker. And part of the meeting, we did a presentation to them of a couple of plaques, thanking them for their years of dedicated service. Jackie had been with the city for 12 years, so that was 3 4-year terms, and Brian Baker was with us for 8 years. And it was just neat to show appreciation from all that staff have learned from them and some of their accomplishments. Probably the biggest one for Jackie Livingston, she was a big part of Norwalk Central. She was the champion on that project, and she really helped move that along. And then Brian Baker was a huge part of kind of the infancy of the whole Southwest corridor, growing that light industrial area down there that's going to help build our tax base. So he was the champion on that project. So just kind of some nice kudos for those two council members as they retire from council.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And those projects you mentioned are two things that are going to be the legacy of that. They're going to be continuing long after their terms have finished up here. So some pretty big stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said.
We'll put away yesterday's meeting, but want to get your input just on 2025. Again, I've only been here since August, so missed out on some stuff. But you as the city manager, as the year's coming to a close and you guys are done with meetings this year, you know, kind of some final thoughts on 2025, maybe things that you thought were most impactful this year, what we have to look forward to, just some input on that.
Yeah, I would say probably one of the biggest things that we've been working on this past year and what we're going to look forward to is something I just mentioned, which is that Southwest Corridor. That project really started to gain steam. We started our annexation process of around 3,000 acres. I think we will look back, and I say probably well beyond my time, even with the city, people will look back at 2025 being a pivotal year when the city made some huge moves to extend our city boundaries and really looking long into the future to ensure our success. So that's probably one of the biggest things from 2025. And a big part of that is the data center development concept that we're working on that's within that Southwest Corridor. So those are probably two of our big items. Granted, nothing happens in just a single year. Generally speaking, it takes years in the making. Also, 2025 was a good full year of activity in Norwalk Central, with our field house being open now for a full year and starting to really gain some traction and momentum in that whole Norwalk Central area. Our residential growth has been booming as usual. This year turned out to be another kind of an average or standard year of growth, seeing roughly in that 200 housing start range. So overall, just another good, healthy growth for Norwalk.
Kind of touched on just some things that are in the works, but early on with the first couple meetings in 2026, what are some things that residents can expect after the holidays and just some early agenda items for the coming year?
Yeah, so continuing with that annexation discussion, we expect to see hopefully have some of our annexation plans come to closure early in 2026. So we can see that land come into corporate limits. Hopefully some land deals will conclude and allow some infrastructure to get started in our Southwest Corridor area. We also expect to finish up the large North River sewer interceptor that is serving that Southwest Corridor. Continuing to see growth in the Norwalk Central area, seeing some new residential growth. There's a couple of apartment complexes that are discussed. We expect to see those get started in town. One is on Colonial Circle, and another one is in Holland Point. And then from just a residential perspective, we have a lot of people moving to the community because of our school system. So a lot of residential growth, and we just continue to see our residential areas be successful.
All right. Well, Luke, we appreciate your time as always and appreciate your service as well. And hope you have a happy holidays and we'll see you in the coming year.
Same to you. Thanks, Schaefer.
Thank you. That was Norwalk City Manager Luke Nelson.